Blog Talk Radio. a great God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, how's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes? Oh, he's a great God. Ricky Dillon in the house. Celebrate. That's the name of that. I tell you, that's a good one. They'll open up this evening with this. Y'all hear me saying this. How's everybody doing? Minister D in the house. What's going on?
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing this wonderful Sunday evening? I hope God has been good to you on today.
Yes, it has. I tell you. We got our special guest in the house. We got Herbert and Arcus McCray Bishop. They in the house checking it out. Oh, that's what they do. Uplifters, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey. God bless. Good to be listening in.
Yes.
You go.
Couple in the house.
Yes.
Sister Vangelist, Peppercorn in the house. How you doing, Sister Vangelist? I know about how everybody doing this beautiful day. This is a beautiful day. Out there, I celebrate the Lord, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're trying to sound saved. Who are you fooling?
I'm not going to say that. See, I come on here in nice, good faith, trying to be on the low. But see, now, if I got to come out of a bag today, you don't want me to do that. I'm on the air.
I'm sorry. Sometimes you have to call the devil out. I'm sorry.
Oh, so you calling me the devil? Oh, meet me outside.
No.
I told you what to say.
We ain't meet nobody outside. I tell you, we're going to have a good day. We're going to have a good day right here.
Yeah.
No, he don't call me the devil. The devil is a laugh in the pit of hell. He like to call other people out and call them the devil when he is actually the enemy. But see, I'm going to say good things about Minister D because, see, I'm not going to say bad things because you don't say bad things about people, especially when you don't live with them. You don't even live with me, so you don't know nothing about me.
Right.
So that's good things supposed to come out your mouth. You don't call people the devil, even though you the devil. Just call him the devil. Who hell? Okay, the devil is out. We're going to pray right now. We're going to open up service and prayer. Ooh, Lord, help me, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We praise you to this beautiful day, Lord God, for bringing us here to another episode of Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank you, Lord, for our listeners. We thank you for all of the people sending their MP3s and on the air with their music, Lord God. We ask you to continue to uplift us, that we uplift them, Lord, and encourage them to go forward to bring the word of God through music. Lord, we thank you for all of our hosts that's on our broadcast, and we thank you for our special guest that's coming on, Pastor Bill Jenkins, in his church. We just thank him for all that he has done for us. And we thank you, Lord God, for who you are in us and through us, through the Holy Spirit of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ooh, Lord. I tell y'all, we had to celebrate. Well, I'm telling you, God is who we need. We need God right now. And I tell you, the first thing we want to be right now is happy in our spirit, happy with joy and peace and happiness, because we are seeing another day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
We were able to wake up this morning. We was able to see it this morning. I'm just hoping we in our right mind this morning. We was able to walk, talk, touch, feel, smell, taste, hear, see. We blessed. Blessed.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we are. There's no joke. It's nothing that there's what they said when you say stuff over and over and over and over, you know, just because it's you know, I can't bring it to my mind. But when people say stuff that everybody else is, it's not just that. It is the truth. Mm-hmm. Our God. He's an awesome God.
Cliche.
What?
He's trying to say cliche.
Cliche. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not a cliche.
Lord,
you know, it just didn't come to the top of my head. I was trying to think of cliche. Yeah. It's not just a cliche. It is the truth. It's the truth. And I'm walking in it. So let's be happy. Let's be joyous. Let's be filled with the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, let me play a little Kirk Franklin here. I tell y'all, want to be happy. Don't y'all want to be happy? I want to be happy. So let's get it crossed. Let's get it crossed. Happy is the thing.
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say Jesus takes the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works
if you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you want to be happy?
Yeah.
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand. Won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
Sometimes you put the good on the outside, even though you might be feeling down on the inside. But then somebody comes along to see the smile on your face, and make you feel happy just to say, oh, you look so good today. Oh.
Right.
Yeah, I think somebody told me that today, too. Somebody told me that.
Oh, they did. Okay. Wonderful. See, that's what I'm talking about. I want to be happy. What you say, Minister? Mm-hmm.
Hey. All about being happy.
We waiting for gospel news right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes from Minister D. Tugger. Run it.
Well, this article here kind of disturbed me on so many. You got your stereotypes, you got your racism, you got your coonery and buffoonery. You just got everything tied up in one article. Fake Miami Dolphins player accused of scamming white women.
We didn't understand you, Mister. What'd you say?
Fake Miami Dolphins football player.
Fake of
scamming white people.
A fake Miami Dolphins football player scammed some white people.
Yeah, been scamming white women for years.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So basically what they're saying is that black women dodged a bullet on this one. A Redskins baller by the name of Lydon Trail jumped on Facebook and posed the question, why do black athletes marry white women? Well, that's when a guy claiming to be a Miami Dolphins player went on a rant saying black women are stubborn, closed-minded, and not coachable. He went on and said the apple is simple. Most sisters were raised in broken homes, and they don't have proper guidance to how they should treat a man. So they mess up a lot in relationships. The biggest difference is a white woman knows her position and accepts her role as a woman and let her man lead. Black women believe it's 50-50, and you have to be uneducated to ever think such a thing. Black women are stubborn. Hold on.
I disagree. That sounds like some mess right there.
Hello?
I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Black women are stubborn, closed-minded, and always want to argue and be the boss. Men don't like that, especially if you're successful. Young black athletes are looking for a woman to submit. A woman to submit, do their part, and handle business. Men need peace of mind, and you don't get that with black women. And he goes on to say, the biggest problem with some women is that they can never take responsibility for their actions, and they hate to admit when they're wrong. And you can never get better at anything unless you can admit your fears and your mistakes. How could I be a better football player if I'm not coachable? Black women are not coachable. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, my God. Somebody's going to get beat down.
Hold on. It gets better. Turns out this fool isn't even a Dolphins player and has been scamming white women for the last 3 years.
See, he threw that out there for the white people, the white women. He didn't throw that out there for a black woman.
He used the name Maserati Rick. But his real name is Ricardo and doesn't even have a Maserati. Look, he started off back in 2014, where he kicked off a fake baller life. Then he had all kind of pictures on social media showing, you know, the team uniform. He even posted a blurry fake pic of him signing a football, an NFL contract.
Oh, my goodness. He just went all the way to the extremes.
So what was his purpose of
doing this as far as the white women was concerned?
I'm going there.
I know you've been scamming them. Okay.
He said, you know there are women who see this type of stuff and see dollar signs. That's how he was reported able to get these.
But he don't have no dollar.
Mainly white women.
He ain't got no dollar.
Well, that's how he was able to get these girls, mainly white women. Furthermore, the Dolphins say they never signed this guy, and they don't even know who the heck he is.
Oh, my God.
And it just goes to show, don't believe everything you see on social media.
Oh,
So basically, he put all this
That's
together.
Fake news.
Yeah. Yeah.
He put all this together to satisfy white women.
Right, right. So he can get them. He want to look like
And they fell for it.
And if it, they the one fault, they the crazy ones. Because, see, black women ain't finna come with that. You got to show them some proof. You know, they got to be sitting up in the stands while you on the field. Not
look,
you telling them you going on the field. No.
So he did all this, and the white women fell for a hook, line, and sink. So basically what his motive was to put this all out here to appease to the white women so the white women would like it.
Oh, how sad. Well,
but at the same time, he put the black... So what? I guess my point is...
Yeah, same time, he put the black women under the woman under the bus.
Yeah, and there's so many things
under
wrong with
dirt.
This letter. So many things wrong with this level. You know, from degrading to stereotyping to, you know, to everything.
All kind of stuff.
But,
prejudice,
you know...
Racism...
Yeah. I mean, we could really spend a whole show on this article, but this article is just so messed up on so many levels.
Well, we might need to address that. We might need to do some research and address that and see what the update is with him and see if he still got both his eyes and his lips.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this is a shame that a black man was stooped so low. Tell Lord Jesus, holy one.
Now, you know, I do agree, you know, black women can have some strong mouths on them. I've been knowing Global for quite a while, and her mouth about as big as they call.
Oh, don't even go there. Oh. Don't go there. Don't do it.
Can I interject a little bit?
Yeah, you go ahead, because if I could just reach and just grab Minister D.
Well, you know, you see, a black man, he probably can go to a white woman and tell him that he's a famous football player and he got money in the bank and probably have on some fake jewelry or rent a car. But with a black woman, she's been raised and she know the game and she's not going to go for that.
All right.
She's not going to go for it. You go tell her you're a football player. Got money, you have to come and show her that, you know. And she's not going to fall for all that. She'll say, she say, when you're talking about you're a black man, you got plenty of money. You got to show her. But to a white woman, you might say, I'm a football player and I got plenty of money. And she'll probably go, oh. But with a black woman, you can say, I'm a famous football player and I got plenty of money. They're going to say, oh, yeah, well, show me the money.
Well,
show
see, y'all, it runs a little deeper than that, y'all.
You know, you got a little sense after all. I don't care what prophets say about you, but you got some sense.
It runs deeper than that, y'all, and I think a lot of people miss.
Oh, so you cut some stuff out.
First thing they say is, okay, first thing they say is, black is all black athletes. They is white women. The reason they date white women because when they go to these colleges, that's what's there. You see what I'm saying? That's what's there.
Well, it's a lot of black people. It's a lot of what? This is
no, because
black.
Okay, promise. When you look at these grade A schools, these grade A Division I schools, North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, UCLA, all these schools, that's what's there. That's what's on the cheerleading team, white women. You know what I'm saying? Like, they dogged OJ out because he dated white women because that's all he went to school around. So that's the first thing you have to look at. Now, unless you went to
Hold on a minute, Steve. OJ, he married his college sweetheart. She was a black woman.
Well, I'm just saying, but majority of the people, girls he was around, you know, were white women. So unless you go somewhere like Morehouse or Howard or, you know, these black colleges, then, you know, most of them going to be white women. But, I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So, you know, you can go all the way down with, you know,
with all the other stuff that's just wrong.
That's because
this,
black
setup.
Women be trying to keep they 3 and 4 point average. That's why they ain't got time for all that
little
giggy.
Let us see. How you think his wife feel about it now, OJY?
Oh, she probably feel some kind of way. I mean, but you know,
what
I
you mean?
I
talking about the one, the first one, his first wife?
No, the second one.
Who was the second one?
If she could talk.
Oh, she was the second wife? And the one is, and the other one is the third?
Okay.
Okay.
We'll just think about that.
Okay.
She gonna get it after a while. She'll get it after a while. Just don't leave her alone.
Well, I'm trying to get it now.
But you know, like I say, it's on so many levels. It's so many different ways to look at it. And I think people in their emotions really don't want to look at all the variables when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, the letter's just all messed up.
Well, I tell y'all, just pray on the, you know, just pray that he find himself, because he is lost, very lost. And he, I think one of them white women going to find him before a black woman do, if you get my drift.
Yeah. Right.
If you got any money,
truly,
he's going to get it.
Truly.
See, think about it. If I had to sit at home and listen to somebody like Sister Stuff going on a daily basis, I'd probably consider
it. Don't go there. Don't do it. You better go on Vanya and play what you've been playing. Because I ain't going digital. I just told you, go get digital. Because now he don't come on and call my name out loud
look,
on the air.
Look, Bishop McCray, I mean, just come on, go with me now. If you had to sit at home and listen to that every day, you might start reconsidering some things.
You just talked about evangelists. You talk about you been knowing her and all this year. We're going to double team you.
Wait a minute, don't put me in there. Don't do it.
What were you saying about me anyway?
What was you saying about me, compared to the gospel news that you just brought to the table? What was that?
Well,
you
I'm saying? Just saying. I just said I've been knowing you for a long time. Your mouth real big.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, Sister Barringers, we got this. truly, Globy Pope in the house. We got the victory because we got the victory on his head.
Hey, look, you going to hear how big her mouth is on this song. It's big.
We got the glory,
His glory.
the victory. It's all through victory. It's already done now.
Unlock destiny.
Unlock destiny right now.
Through the victory.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
unlock
yeah.
destiny.
Right. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with it?
Through the victory.
Big her mouth is on this song.
Hey, no, I'm just saying. Your mouth got some of them notes. I mean, I'm just saying, your mouth got to be big to pull off some of them notes. Look, you can't be little mouthed and saying stuff like that.
See, I got something for you. I know where you're staying. I know where your car is parked. And let's have a good day. So let's go on. Oh, we got a special guest in the house, I tell you. Pastor Bill Jenkins, all the way from the Church of Acts. I tell y'all, Indiana, best known. Pastor, I tell you, he's a good guy. I tell you, I've listened to him. I read his book. He got several books out, y'all, and this is what we call the prophetic almanac man, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
He got the numbers, he got the dates, he got it lined up. You're going to have to check it.
I remember.
He's in the house right about now, right here.
All right.
Pastor Bill Jenkins is the founding senior pastor of, like I said, the Church of Acts in Indiana. He's also a television and radio host, so I want y'all to just check him out because he's in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. How you doing, Pastor Bill Jenkins?
Oh, doing great. Always love listening to you guys. I think you guys have just too much fun, though. You need to, you know, not have so much fun for Jesus.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, to keep it running. Keep you laughing. Keep some humor in. And you don't got to be so deep to be, you know, spiritual people.
Yeah, like hey, you know, laughter's a good medicine. We need more of it. Sure.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Well, Pastor Bill, we know you're gonna bring the inspirational word today, and we're gonna just let you do what you do.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you. I always love being with you, and as you know, I love to look at the numbers, colors, places, and names of the Bible in order to help us figure out the true intent of God for a particular passage of scripture, a story, because I believe there's not an accident for anything at all that's in the Bible. So if it's in there, there's a reason for it. And one of the things that I love to do, and it's in the prophetic almanac, it's over 200 pages filled with inspiration, information, divine revelation. And I love to give you a prophetic word for every state. So no matter where you live, I'm releasing a prophetic word for every state in America, giving you different people to watch for, movies to watch for, numbers to watch for. I tell you what the 17 means when it's mentioned the 18 times in the Bible, which is a resetting, a total victory, divine healing, and then revealing, where God is revealing things that are in darkness. But another great thing that I do is I look at every book of the Bible that has a chapter 17 in it, and then I release a prophetic word based upon the story or a scripture in that particular book. You know, there's 66 books of the Bible, but only 24 of them have a chapter 17. And so in the book, the prophetic almanac, I love to do it. And one of the things that's really been on my heart today is Proverbs 17. And Proverbs 17 is the best chapter in the Bible to look at if you want to make some good resolutions or if you want to make some good commitments. Now, we're almost 3 months into 2017, so most people have already given up on their resolutions. Most people have given up on the things they committed to. You know, January 1, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do the other. But most people have already given up on that. But if you go to Proverbs 17, there's a very clear list that the Lord gives us that can help us to understand his expectations of us for this year. You just take it verse by verse. For instance, in verse 1, we're told to walk in unity with everybody. This is a year we need to walk in unity. I mean, partly because we see so much division going on in our world right now, it's ridiculous. In the book, The Prophetic Almanac, I talk about this is a year when there's going to be civil war-like divisions that are going to be happening and taking place. But we, the church, ought to be better than that. We ought to be coming together. We ought not let things separate us. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in his sight, and we need to learn how to walk in unity and understand that oneness doesn't mean sameness. We can be one and not be the same. Me and my wife are one, but we're different. I'm male, she's female. Doesn't matter, you know, who you are, you can walk in unity one with another, and that's one of the things we need to focus in on. Another thing the Bible says in verse 2 of Proverbs 17 is to seek the wisdom of God. The third thing is to be faithful when tested in verse 3. We need to learn how to be faithful when we're tested. And when the tests come, we don't fail it. We ought to pass it. I hear people say all the time, Globe, they say, you know, that trials build character. And I think to myself, that's ridiculous. Trials do not build character. If they did, we don't need any more character because we've done enough character building because we've gone through enough trials in our life. But what trials do is they reveal our character. They don't build character. They reveal what's inside of us. And a lot of times when we're squeezed and when we're under stress, we can figure out a lot about somebody when we go through those times. So we need to learn how to be faithful when we're tested. The fourth thing the Bible says in Proverbs 17 is to watch your tongue. Your tongue has the power of life and death. So it's my prayer and God's prayer in 2017 that we don't kill things and destroy things by the words that come out of our mouth, but we help bring healing to things. You know, whoever said sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me is a liar. You never see the person's name underneath that quote because that's not the truth. Words can kill you. Words can hurt. So we got to be careful what comes out of our mouth. If you go on in Proverbs 17, we're told to help the poor and the unfortunate. We're told to leave a legacy and deposit good into our young people. We're told to never lie. Don't spend more than you make. Always be modest in your behavior. Embrace correction. Avoid rebellion. Control your passions. Don't reward evil for evil. And another thing the Bible tells us in verse 14 is to never interfere in the concerns of other people without first being asked. And what I mean by that is just mind your own business. Too many times we get involved in other people's business, and they didn't ask us to. So if you're not asked to get involved in somebody's business, then don't get involved. That would be a great resolution, wouldn't it, if everybody made a decision just to draw around themselves and mind their own business. And the Bible's very clear in Proverbs 17, verse 14. That's one of the things we need to do. We also need to love what God loves, hate what God hates. Put our heart into everything we do. Be true friends. Study the word for understanding. You know, we don't just study the word, just to study the word. We study it to gain understanding. The Bible tells us to end arguments quickly. Don't keep arguments going on. And when you continue in Proverbs 17, it tells us don't provoke others to evil. Fulfill your parental responsibilities. And what you guys are doing, in verse 22, the Bible says laugh more. Laughter is a good medicine. Even doctors will tell you 4 good belly laughs a day will help keep you healthy, help keep the endorphins in your body moving so that you can walk in health and, be healed. And that's a good sort of motto for us to have in 2017 is to laugh a little bit more. A few more, the Bible tells us there in Proverbs 17 is don't be for sale to the highest bidder. Be who you are. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't be a sellout. Don't always try to compromise and, get people to like you by being something different around different people. It also tells you to stay focused. It also tells you in verse 25 of Proverbs 17, go make somebody's day every day. I tell my kids every day, go make somebody's day. Go make them glad that you're alive. Go make them be glad that, you're still around, because there's too many people that, you know, probably would wish some of us weren't around. And I want us to go out there. God wants us to go out there and make sure that we're doing things that can bless people, make a difference, and, you know, do something good in people's lives. Three more things the Bible tells us there in Proverbs 17 that we need to make sure that we're doing every single day and have as sort of a resolution or commitment, even though we're 3 months into this year, is we need to treat everyone with kindness, seek excellence and not perfection. And by the way, the difference between excellence and perfection is birthed in pride that wants credit and wants to get noticed. Excellence is birthed in being okay with who you are and doing your best for the Lord. And then the last thing the Bible tells us, there's a resolution in verse 28, is to listen more and speak less. God gave you two ears and one mouth. That's a sign you're to listen twice as much as you talk. So that ought to be some different resolutions and commitments in 2017 that we commit to doing. And these are things that we ought to do every single day. There's 365 days. God wants us to make sure that we're not just doing these things when we feel like it or want it, or make a resolution and then not fulfill it. Don't make a vow you can't keep. These are godly things. Proverbs 17 is the key chapter in the entire Bible. Out of the 1,189 chapters, it's the key chapter in the Bible. If you want to know what to do every day, you want to know God's will, you don't have to, you know, go hunting far, because God's not hiding his will. It's not playing a game of spiritual hide and seek with us. God wants you to know his will. Well, and by the way, you don't find God's will. God's will finds you. So you can find God's will by reading Proverbs 17. You can read it by knowing things that you can do every day. You can take one a day if you want, do one a day for a month, because there's enough there, and be the kind of person that God wants you to be in 2017. I believe that this is a year, 2017 is the year when God is resetting things. He's given us total victory. He's releasing complete healing in our life, and he's revealing things that we need to do in our life to change, to become more like him, and to be the kind of Christian that God wants us to be in these last of the last days. So that's a little nugget from the Prophetic Almanac that I think everybody can glean from. There's enough there for us to use, to make application of, to where, you know, if we read Proverbs 17, it really will be one of those chapters that you don't have to look too far beyond that chapter in order to know what God expects of you in 2017.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome word. Awesome word. Awesome word. Thank you so much.
Come to thee with open arms, as I bow down before your throne. I need you, Lord, I need you now. I come to thee, O Lamb of God. I lift my hands to thee, I lift my voice your praises, no matter what. I need you, Lord, I need you now.
Take good care of me.
But
you.
I need Ramona Sanders, independent gospel recording artist. I tell you, Lord, I tell you, this has been a wonderful day. A wonderful day.
Yeah.
We thank our special guest, Pastor Bill Jenkins, all the way from Indiana. I tell you, he blessed us today with a word of 17, Proverbs 17. That's cool. Yes. I tell you. Boy, I tell you. He didn't know why you want season. Yes, season.
Okay.
He talked a lot about Minister D. You heard what he said about, you know, tend to your own business, mind your own business and stuff like that. You know, you would pick that out.
You know what? You know. Some people you just can't help.
I didn't want to throw that out there. That just would get tickled me so I said, oh my God, you talking about Minister D. And he don't even know it.
You know, I've come to learn, you know, in my years that the first thing the devil attacks is your mind. And unfortunately, what's in your mind usually come out your mouth.
Oh, boy, I tell you. I don't know if you're going to pick that little part out right there. Mind your own business. Oh, my goodness. So that's the only thing you got out of that. No, I mean, I got a lot of stuff out there, you know. That just like hung in the balance, you know. It hung in the balance with Ms. D, because it's just like his face just popped straight up in my eyeballs when he said it.
And made your day, high evangelist.
I'm telling you, that was it. It was him. I just do that anyway.
All right,
Mr. D, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Punkinella punch a fella. Well, I'm just gonna get back to what we were talking about. Oh, yeah. Pastor Bill Jenkins, we thank you so much for being in the house. I tell you, y'all need to go and check out his book, Prophetic Almanac 2017. Y'all know it's dealing with numbers and anything that got it in the Bible mentioned numbers and how they line up with your life and set you on a good path. I tell you, check it out. Well, y'all, we had a wonderful time today, Bishop Herbert and August McCray, thank y'all for being in on the air with me. I tell you, I appreciate you, Mr. D. Thank you. I tell you, boy, I don't know what I'll do without Mr. D and Sister Vangis, because Sister Vangis and Mr. D, they are just clowns. They just clowns. I don't understand what's going on.
I don't know what you're talking about. You know, just I tolerate it because you do that. You
know. You ain't got that. What you telling me? Nah,
you know,
he don't
told you before.
He don't tolerate somebody. He
can't
know what tolerate
means.
Do you know what that
means? Yeah, I know. You know, I love Sister Peppercorn with a special kind of love. It's a different kind.
Hey, but what kind of love? God is love. Ain't no different kind of love. Love is love. If you love me, you ain't. Oh, you step on down and say, let's get it on.
Oh, no.
Evangelist Clovis.
They got me.
Evangelist Clovis.
Yes.
We had some friends to tune in today, and they might want to know how to get this Almanac 2017 book.
They can go to just. All they got to do is put in the prophetic. They can put in either Pastor Bill Jenkins, or they can put in the prophetic Almanac 2017. It's gonna come up. They go to iTunes, Amazon, any of those places, and purchase the book.
Okay.
That's all they got to do. They're in for a treat. They are definitely in for a treat. All right, y'all. We gonna let it ride on out of here. I'm telling you, if you love God, do you love Him? I love Him.
We love it.
We're going to go out with our love, God, Erica Calvin, in the house. Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We hope to see everybody back here next week. Same time, same place. Right, chimp. You know how we say it. Right, chimp. We don't say right here. Right, chimp.
What about you?
What about you? I love you. Love you.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I don't think that I could live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in, I'm missing y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, I love him.